Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hi, I'm working with one of your clients who you manage his website. And we had requested some code entered in the back end, which you guys did at 9 a.m. I just called and verified that. But we also had included a new privacy policy that needs to be added to his website. And it hasn't been done. So he was saying, well, I sent it to them and they should have done it at 9 a.m., but I don't see anywhere on this website.
I apologize to hear about that. If you can please provide me with a name on the account as well as the business name.
Yeah, Michael Lawrence Electric Incorporated.
And lastly, the phone number associated to the account is?
Probably 213-591-0829.
I'm sorry, just to confirm, that's 213-519-0829?
No, it's 591-0829.
Oh, I apologize.
Oh, no worries.
Mm-hmm, thank you so much. And I'm sorry, who am I speaking with again?
My name is Scott. I'm working with Michael. And I just need to verify that the privacy policy is going to be put on there. Is it somewhere that I don't see it at the bottom of the page?
All right. So I now have the account pulled up here, Scott. Now let me go ahead and check on the privacy policy, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. And this privacy policy is the HTML that you sent?
The HTML was the code you're putting in the back end, and then we were also adding a privacy policy.
And the privacy policy was already sent, right?
It was in that same email.
Okay, got it. Saw that. I apologize. Let me check on it here.
Mm-hmm. And I don't see it anywhere on the site.
Mm-hmm. I see then. And if you don't mind me asking, Scott, where exactly on the website is this supposed to be added, or should we just add it or add a separate tab for the privacy policy?
Yeah, I believe it should be. No, I believe it should just be at the bottom of the site, right?
Okay.
That's where privacy policies are. Yeah.
Right. Definitely.
That'd be great.
All right, okay. Let me just have our team add the privacy policy to the website. And let me see here.
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I did try to check on the website, Scott. I'm not so sure if you have tried to reload on your end, but at the bottom part, it already shows the privacy policy, and when you click
it
on
does.
it takes us to his privacy policy. Yep.
Huh. Where is that located? Because I'm on his homepage and I don't see that at the bottom. Is that at michaellawrenceelectricinc.com? He's got like 4 sites.
Oh, okay. Well, we are only able to add it to the website that we created for him, that we have access
which
to.
Is,
and that's
yeah,
michaellawrence.co.
Yeah, no, this was for michaellawrenceelectricinc.com.
No, let me see here. Does he happen to have a different business or?
No, it's the same business. He just has like 4 websites for it. But this is the website he wanted to use as the main one, the michaellawrenceelectricinc.com. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Well, but yes, we're only able to promote 1 website. And the website that we currently have is the michaellawrence.co. That's the only one that we have access to, which we have already updated with a privacy policy at the bottom part of the screen.
Hmm. And you only handle Michael Lawrence?
No, Michael Lawrence. We only have michaellawrence.co.
.co. Michaellawrence.co?
That is correct.
Okay, I'll let him know. Thanks.
Not a problem. Will there be anything else that I can assist you with today?
Well, you know what? You had added code on the back end that I don't think that it's going to be necessary now because it's not the right website.
But this is actually the website that we're promoting on his businesses. Or on his listing, so. Should we remove the HTML code?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, keep doing what you're doing for his website, yeah, but you don't need to put that code on there because I'm going to put it, I think he wants to put it on another one of his sites.
All right, not a problem then. So I will have our team remove the HTML code, and will there probably be anything else that I can assist you with today?
I hope that's it. I mean, yeah, I hope that's it.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I hope that'll be all you need to help me with. I think we just need to remove the code now since it's not on the right site that I talked to Michael about.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, I will definitely have our team remove the code on our back end. And yes, thank you so much for your time, Scott.
I'm sorry, what's that? And yes, what?
Oh, I was saying thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
You have a great rest of the day.